At the Farm Progress Show, I am visiting with Bayer Crop Science and Lee Hall. And Lee, first of all, tell me what you do for Bayer.
Chuck, I work for Bayer in Research Triangle Park. I'm in charge of our broad acre insecticides and cotton PGRs.
Well, here you brought the ag media in for a visit, and we really appreciate that in this nice tent that you've provided for us. I think we want to talk about Belt, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm going to let you just go there first and tell us a little bit about this product.
Well, Chuck, Belt is a product that's been on the market for about 4 years. It was introduced in 2009 and primarily on cotton and soybeans and corn. It has been primarily accepted and adopted very quickly in the southern United States, where the farmscapes really changed there in the last few years. But we're seeing more and more and wider adoption of Belt in geographies north of the Mason-Dixon, if you will, where resistance to pyrethroids has become more prevalent, and there's a rotational tool that's needed for control of caterpillar pests. And that's what Belt does. Belt is a caterpillar-specific pest control product. It is very IPM friendly. It doesn't take out any of the beneficials, the predatory mites, and it doesn't flare Phytophagous mites, which is a very important thing, especially you get into the corn in the high plains and out in Oklahoma. So it works well with some of our acaricides and really fits in well as a IPM management tool.
Well, you mentioned rotation there, and I think we might as well just get the respect the rotation message in here.
Right. Well, certainly understanding the products that you're using, understanding the application methodology, the cultural practices you're utilizing, and the crop rotations that you have as well. So it's not just a thing, it's a whole holistic approach in how you're managing not only weeds, but also insects and fungal pathogens.
Can you look into the crystal ball a little bit and give us an idea of what we might expect in this area from Bayer, things that are maybe out in the... I'm guessing you got something in the pipeline, right?
Yeah, we are continuously investing in the future of agriculture and looking for new products, whether they're traditional chemistries or whether they're biological solutions, as well as seed and traits. In terms of insecticides, we have Savanto, which is a sucking pest material. Similar to the CNIs, has a very positive pollinator profile. It's going to be utilized in horticultural crops, say TNV, vegetables, but also has a place in row crop pest management as well. So we're really looking forward to the launch of that product in late 2014 and 2015. We've got a lot of other numbered products that are on the horizon as well. And if you come back next year, we'll be able to tell you a little bit more about those.
Yes, I hope and plan and hope to be here next year. Well, thank you very much, Lee, for visiting with me here at this Farm Progress Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.